Foreword. The book's title, A Pebble That Floats, best describes Imelda Arhel as she emerged from some unforgettable chapters of her life. Imelda and I were at the final stretch of a business negotiation. She was the corporate lawyer representing her principal on the other side of the negotiating table, and I, the group of companies, where I was the chief finance officer. At the outset of the day's discussion, the author expressed her intent to resolve and conclude matters, as she could not attend the following day's meeting, if needed. As it was a critical project, I countered that I would not allow shortening the process unless she was getting married, meant to add humor to a painstaking series of meetings. To my surprise, she replied, "I am actually getting married tomorrow." I later came to know Imelda as someone having the best legal career a woman could dream of, with a happy social life, until she made a decision that tragically changed her life forever. As readers would gather from the book, the post-wedding times of her life are almost unbelievable and beyond one's imagination. How she made significant, radical shifts in her life with a son to raise alone is remarkable. Perhaps now, the time is ripe for the story to be told, for practical reasons. The times have changed. Even in a conservative country like the Philippines, marital separation and de facto partner relationships are becoming more common. And yet, some threads in her narrative remain constant. The importance of knowing one's family history, of holding fast to the truth, and of being open to the love, advice, and support of one's family. This book captures a relatable personal experience of an accomplished lawyer. Her words can be a source of strength and inspiration for those who will take time to know her story. The lessons here merit sharing. Dr. Conchita L. Manabat. Prologue. Imelda and I met again in Manila after we had not seen nor heard from each other for some 40 years. We were boarders in the same house in our college days. All I knew about her then was that she became a very successful lawyer in Manila and had migrated to Australia. As she handed me a copy of her memoir, I wondered, what could be so interesting in her life to be worth writing a book about? When I eventually read the memoir, it turned out to be more melodramatic than a Filipino telenovela. I never imagined the kind of tormented married life that started from her wedding night could happen in real life, much less to her. The drama continued on, with her flight to Sydney, crash landing her into a hostile world where her legal qualifications were not recognized, rendering her unemployable as a practicing solicitor, while struggling to be a single parent to a 9-year-old son. Forced to take on jobs below her qualifications, but determined to reclaim her profession, she studied to qualify as a solicitor in Australia. Desperation pushed her to set up her own legal practice. After years of establishing goodwill, career success found her once more. Like a fairy tale, her story ends with a living happily ever after, when a few years before her retirement from work, she met, unexpectedly, a loving man who has become her well-deserved match and partner for a lifetime. I salute Imelda for never giving up when she was in the pits. Even more admirable is the use of her expertise and resourcefulness to empower herself in bringing up her son the best way a mother could, and in helping others overcome the travails she had experienced, to pave the way to their own success. May her book, A Pebble That Floats, inspire those who find themselves similarly confronted by unforeseen and seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Her story shows how persistence, integrity, and trust in the divine can manifest the implausible, like a pebble that can float. Reza Pansacola Rehis. Epilogue. My mother used to say, "Refined ladies don't go after men. The right man will come along. Marriages are made in heaven. I believed her because she had a happy marriage with my father, even if their courtship was shorter than mine. From my experience, however, I learned that commitment in marriage is not easy to fathom. It is difficult to detect selfish motivations, fraudulent underlying goals, or a deliberate game plan to cover up questionable intentions, as it was in my case. So be cautious of a hidden life or secret agenda of a potential partner. It is not unladylike to visit your fiancé's home to find out more about his upbringing, family lifestyle, core values, and beliefs. Take time to meet and to know his family and his friends. As the saying goes, tell me who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are. The length of the period of courtship does not guarantee a happy married life. There are cultures that favor prearranged marriages to assure compatibility in the union. In such cultures, it is believed that love will naturally follow a good match. Then again, on the other side of any negative experience, there is a reason for everything. God never gives challenges that we cannot tackle. Given that for as long as we live, trials and crossroads will come and go, we have to take risks and make hard choices to live life to the fullest. That is the difference between living and existing. As for me, I'm always driven to move on and live by the saying, no guts, no glory. In practice, as one door closes, other doors open. Follow your dream and reboot your life if you are not happy with it. It's never too late to live and love again. Now I can honestly say for myself, it is better to look back on life and say, I can't believe I did that, than to say, I wish I did that. For me, financial success consists of being able to spend for things that matter to enjoy retirement. A beautiful house with a glass lift to enjoy the panoramic view, my own Mercedes-Benz, overseas trips, weekends away, waterfront hotels, meals out, live shows, movies, and spur-of-the-moment trips to the Philippines. I continue to be grateful for all these gifts. Indeed, my mother was right in saying, the right man will come along. Now that my peaceful life with Manny has outlived my 8 years of chaotic married life, I look back with no bitterness. After all, I have been rewarded with the ideal son whom every parent would dream of having. I found my pot of gold at the end of the rainbow in him. And finally, to share a phrase I often repeat to myself, all is well that ends well. If it is not well, it's not the end.